Police evict the Occupy Wall Street protesters from Zuccotti Park, and a judge says, let them back in.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, Europe's next move in solving the debt crisis, getting those pesky rating agencies to keep quiet. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 18 points at 12,097. The NASDAQ up 0.3%. And the S&P 500 up 0.2%. But the real action this morning is not at the New York Stock Exchange. It's just a few blocks away at Zuccotti Park. That's the site of the original Occupy Wall Street protest. Demonstrators were cleared from the park in a surprise raid by police at 1 a.m. New York time. And in just the last couple of hours, a judge has told the city to let the protesters back in. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has been following developments from Lower Manhattan all morning, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So you're at Foley Square, which is a place that the protesters who were in Zuccotti Park have moved to. What's the latest from there?
Yes, Zuccotti Park is completely empty now. It's been barricaded off. The police are everywhere in riot gear. A few protesters are still standing outside of the barricades. Many of them have moved here. But I spoke with one of the protesters, Aaron Harnley. He's been at Zuccotti Park since 2 a.m., and he said that the fact that Zuccotti Park was cleared probably won't actually discourage the movement, but might have the opposite effect.
This dramatic, midnight, probably illegal clearing of the park succeeded in giving the movement a lot of we'll let the socialists go by. What it did was it succeeded in giving the movement a lot of attention and some drama. And so I think that will not succeed in ending the movement at all.
So the protesters were kicked out, and there's this judge that has said, no, they have to be allowed back in. Who wins in this situation? Did the protesters win or did the city win?
Well, the protesters are saying that they are winning, that this is reinvigorating the movement. Certainly there has been a loss. A lot of the tents were seized and slashed up by police from reportedly. And a lot of that property, the medical tent, the cook tent, the library, sort of all of the trappings of the tent city that had sprung up in Zuccotti Park have been destroyed. So certainly that is a loss. But the protesters have been insisting all morning that this will just reinvigorate the movement and give it a new life.
Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith joining us from Foley Square in Manhattan. Thanks, Stacey.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, this morning, the Commerce Department said retail sales jumped 0.5% last month. That's a good sign for the retail sector as we head into the biggest shopping day of the year next Friday. For more, let's bring in Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So, Julie, does this retail sales number tell you the economy domestically is getting better?
Well, no one's going crazy, but retailers try to get Christmas going right after the back-to-school sales in September. This is not just a rise in prices, but there has been some real buying. Largely, it's been internet purchases, appliances, they're replacing and upgrading. Black Friday is going to be very serious this year. You're not going to see much work being done in offices simply because you're going to have online shopping all day. Free shipping or nominal shipping for almost everybody, that's the big buzz. In fact, some big retailers are opening Thursday night for the turkey burp sales.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned free shipping, Julie, because I think that sort of encapsulates the state of the American consumer right now. We've got the people basically want to feel like they're getting a really good deal, but paying really very low prices. Is that the way that the consumer is right now and will be for some time?
Well, it's all because of electronics. You're shopping with your smartphone in-store and online. It's the retail world versus Amazon. Everybody compares it to the low price of Amazon. So you're going to have very competitive pricing, coupons. Macy's and Target just added a ShopKick. That's an application kicking in. Gives you points for deals, delivers home rewards, kick bucks, you name it. Exclusive offers in the store. Nordstrom says full Wi-Fi. And who are they targeting? It's the 18 to 35 crowd. These are sincere shoppers. They're amazing bargain shoppers. Groupon, coupons, big deals. No embarrassment about getting more better for less with that group.
Julie Neiman of Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. And by Money Magazine's Take Charge Live, a series of events designed to help you take charge of your finances, November 16th at Boston College. Registration at moneytakecharge.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Well, we've seen time and time again over the past several months what an impact the credit rating agencies can have. When S&P or Moody's downgrades a bank or a country, things can spiral out of control fast. Well, today the European Union took steps to reduce the influence of the rating agencies, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
The Commission feels the world is too dependent on just three big credit rating agencies. It aims to regulate them and promote competition. The Commission also wants to tackle the apparent conflict of interest, with agencies being paid by the companies they're rating. But it's in the field of government debt that the Commission is making its most controversial proposal. It wants to be able to ban the rating agencies from downgrading European countries when financial markets are in turmoil. Daniel Gross is with the Centre for European Policy Studies in Brussels. He says such a ban would be pointless.
We know that in Europe, the creditworthiness of almost all governments is going down because they have large deficits, high debts, and scant growth prospects. No point in shooting the messenger who tells that to the wider investor community.
He says there have been similar calls in the US for a crackdown on the rating agencies, but they have so far been rejected as impractical. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, with no end in sight to the NBA lockout, some NBA players have turned to activities that have nothing to do with basketball. According to the Wall Street Journal, Carmelo Anthony of the New York Knicks has been doing some acting on Law & Order SVU and Nurse Jackie. Michael Beasley of the Minnesota Timberwolves has taken up ballet. And Drew Gooden of the Milwaukee Bucks is scouting locations for a chicken wings franchise, which aims to take chicken wings to a whole new level. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Droughts don't necessarily lead to this. Politics do.
No toilets, no clean water. The kids were half naked.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The real causes of famine, as our series Food for 9 Billion continues. That, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.